We will now look at other elements of promotion mix. So let's understand about public relation as one of the elements of promotion mix. PR is a practice of deliberately managing the spread of information. Public relation is a strategic communication process that builds mutually beneficial relationship between the organization and the public it serves. So that's a very strategic, very warmly pursued subject. Has to be handled with real care so that your image in the public that you serve builds up favorably, positively. But it's deliberate. Various dimensions of PR, you call for investor meets, relation meets, government relations that you maintain, media relations that you create, media productions that you support with, customer relationships that you handle, marketing communications that you carry out in that respect, influencers that you manage, social media, internal communications, employee communications, all this becomes part of your various dimensions of public relations. Management role in this, there is a strategic management. Public relation is a strategic subject and therefore it requires a strategic management. Communication, it's a subject matter of communication. It's a subject matter of fine mass communication. Therefore, it has to be handled well. A launch management, at the time of launch, public relations play a very vital role. So at that time, they have to manage press, they have to manage the way launch is carried out, they have to manage what communication goes out in the media, etc. Issue management, many times organizations face certain issues, so how that entire issue is resolved. Relationship that they build and manage, reputation they create and then they sustain it over the time. So that's one of the important role. Crisis management, suddenly sometime some crisis fall upon the organizations, either one manager or one unit, or you know, there is a blast happen in some factory and four killed, and you know, those kind of news break out. Now at that point of time, how this crisis is managed by the public relation is very critical. Resource management, like you try to create a good support around you so that whenever you require a nature of resource, they come forward with your network and capabilities that you have development. Risk management and mitigations, like many times you also hear certain inherent inside story that may be getting, you know, released about the organization, etc. So at that time you even get into risk mitigations, and then many times risk management also you have to take care of. These are various roles that management role that a public relation plays for any organization. Brief aspect of that, and one of the offshoot of this is publicity. This is conveying information and creating an awareness, but it is at a very mass level. In short, it's a short-term activity vis-a-vis public relations. The publicity is created for a short duration. It's a prompto. It's supposed to create that mass viral or mass spread of information. Encompasses limited stakeholders, of course, need not be the all the stakeholders encapsulated every time. So that's not what publicity is for. It is linked with a specific product or a service specific spread of information. So generally around new product or new service getting launched, etc., a certain virals are created and they go very fast than other means of communication. So that's a publicity that it's one of the offshoot of PR, and publicity has to balance between them. They complement each other in more than many ways. Importance of publicity for any organization: minimizes the cost of product information awareness spreading, and because it's supposed to be viral, and therefore the cost of production and cost of communicating is far lower. Gain more traction, and you get more tractions among your target audience. They share, they engage, they read, you know, that's why you get an engage with your target audience. Them to form, it may help you to form a strategic alliance based on what publicity you carry out. You may be able to develop a rapport elsewhere and create a strategic alliance. Somebody will come forward with his scheme of things, etc. Create an impression about you being leader and an expert. So if you are able to use the medium of publicity effectively, you are recognized as a subject matter expert, and that is going to bring a professional benefit to you in more than many ways. And so that's an importance of publicity. Now we come to a very important element or a channel of promotion management, which is direct marketing. Direct marketing is a promotion method that involves presenting information about product, company, or an offer, direct offer, to a target customers without use of any advertising middleman. So no advertisement, it is a direct communication with the person that you are going to establish. So it's a direct communication, no advertising channel used, and you offer him about your product or service or what is in it for him. Brochures, these are some of the mediums that gets used into any direct marketing activity. Not that I need to explain you very each one individually. You need to be aware more than many mediums that are being used. Today, however, digital marketing has shifted focus to using of digital tools for direct marketing, digital channel, digital way of engaging. So some of them are getting outdated, like brochure, catalogs, etc. are getting outdated nowadays. Flyers are getting outdated. What makes the DM different, than the other medium, that the other promotion mix that we have seen? You are reaching target buyers. So that's the first and foremost very important aspect. Medium to reach directly, it is a direct medium. You are reaching directly to your medium. Either the mailer comes to my house saying that there is an offer for you. Reader Digest used to do that. Now you get on your SMS or a mobile that a message that, you know, there is something for you. So that's a direct, you are reaching direct. So there is a, it's a medium which helps you to convey the offer also very strongly. In today's digital platforms, engaging communication is created so that you are able to put your offer very clearly and very convincingly in front of customers. It is done in such a way that the call for action is to be taken. To utilize the offer to you, certain call for action that you need to do. Either submit your form, give a missed call, or fill a form, etc. So, or get order, directly get on to ordering. Plant nurseries and, you know, those are doing that, They offer health benefit plants, you know, 5 plants, pot of, 1,000 rupees at the rate of 600 rupees. And then you straight away, there is an order placement form that comes. Make payment and then you receive your order through courier by them. So call for action. Variations are feasible. So it offers enormous flexibility to you, which medium to use, when to use, how to use, etc. Test marketing is possible. Whatever offer that you have, probably you do it on a small scale and try and see whether it attracts the required traction, requires order rate, etc. If not, you change it. You can probably zonalize, or you can probably provide different offer in different areas. That is also probably different age group wise. You know, their choice of digital medium is so different that if you release something in Instagram, teenage may not see it. They are more on Snapchats and those kind of things. So you can offer a different offer there. So that's also possible. Undercover operation vis-a-vis competition. Competition will not know what are you doing in direct marketing. So it's very difficult for them to spell out, unless on a digital platform. Yes, this is getting revealed sooner than in our era where direct mailer used to go. So very difficult for competition to really understand what your direct marketing strategy is. Last but not the least, measurability. Every aspect of direct marketing is measurable. 1,000 mailers sent, how many response you got? Or say 10,000 digital hits were made, how many unique leads have you got? Or how many conversions? What is the sale value? Return on investment. So everything about direct marketing is measurable. Unique visitors, repeat visitors, all kind of real-time analytics are made possible when you use digital medium for direct marketing. It offers you a even challenging option of shifting your money. You might have gone ahead and decided certain plan, certain rupees in Facebook, certain in Instagram, certain in other things. But the moment you realize that particular medium is not yielding you the required traction, you may move money out of that and then shift it to the medium which is yielding you higher returns. So these are all some of the advantage of direct marketing. The measurability is the biggest advantage and differentiator. Steps in direct marketing that you need to know. Of course, you have to have a very strong database. Database building can happen inherently as you acquire customers and start noting that detail. Database building can happen by sourcing external data. Database building can happen by profiling your existing customers. Sourcing data blindly is risky, but if you profile your customer, then you find out that this is a profile which literally matches with the gold card of Citibank people. So then I can acquire Citibank gold card database so that I know that that profile is more preferring my kind of a product, and then I do the mailing to them, and then I win more customers. So it helps you to set profile for your purchase of a database, etc. Also directly offers and are reaching the consumers, call for actions are expected. So you have to devise such a practical call for action for the consumers at given point of time on that medium when he sees your direct marketing offer. Source identifiable, the source identification is this thing, and who's doing this for them. So it should know that this offer is coming to them from so and so. Campaign testing must be done with your offer, with communication. Maybe you have multiple offers in mind, so then test it and try and see which gets you the better traction in the order rate, etc. Measure the consumer response. So monitor consumer response. It helps you to know what is working for you, what is not working for you, and ultimately measure the response. So number of SMS you got, number of missed call you got, number of orders you got, conversion rates, the order volume that you got, the value. So all these things helps you to know. So like I have done, say, like a cost per click, and I have given it for, say, 1,000 cost per click budget to say particular medium. Now out of that 1,000 cost per click, what is the conversion I have got? If I know that through this medium 10 orders have come worth so many thousand rupees, then I know that it's worth it. So that's the measurability aspect. So you must have a proper measuring response rate determination while you campaign, while you develop your direct marketing campaign. So friends, now we go to a stage of how do you establish your promotional mix. So promotional mix, because it's a multi-channel, this thing, multiple tools are available. How do you determine? So of course you start with setting your target market. Every time we have discussed this in pricing or whatever, you must know who is your target market. Determine the objective why you are doing your promotion. That should be in the top of your mind. Message should have content, creativity and offer. So that content and format, as I said, select your promotional channel. There is the AIDA model: attention, interest, desire and action. So acquire. So that's an AIDA model that one need to really look at and determine your budget. So what's your total budget available? Now from there you determine what kind of channel, whether it's a personal selling, whether it's sales promotion, whether it is advertising, publicity, direct marketing, what will get you what, kind of thing. So that's what your determination of the promotional mix. And finally the result and measurability. So that is a very big crux. You determine what will you achieve using each promotion mix tool, and then you try to every time, then after the measurement is done, try to refine your promotion mix establishment approach. So you go about establishing a promotion mix in this step by step way. AIDA model I would like to attain little briefly. I have told you that it helps you to select the channel. So attention has to be grabbed. First of all, in any promotion, attention should be grabbed. Mass attention, or the more attention. So you first check the attention capability of that medium. How much attention will this medium will able to get you? Will it be able to create the desired interest? Does it have that flexibility? Does it have that creativity, freedom, so that the interest of the person can be triggered? Can it generate the desire to purchase? So the way that medium can be used, will the consumer feel excited? Will consumer develop the desire to have? And finally, will it induce the desired call for action? So that is the expected action. If you expect the missed call to be given, if you expect registration to happen, if you expect the order to happen, whatever. So that's what induce. Will it lead to that inducement of an action? Is it easy for the consumer also to put the order? So that decides the inducement of action. So AIDA model will help you to decide whether to use direct marketing more, advertising more, or sales promotion more, etc. So that's one thing has to be kept in mind. I've given you a good example. On one end, AIDA is written: awareness, interest, desire, action. And then I have written those channels, that is advertising, public relations, sales promotion, personal selling. I have not taken publicity and PR. So it tells you as to what is effective where. Advertisements definitely helps you to create mass awareness, very effective. At the same time, for taking an action or inducing action, advertisement fails. So it's like, it just triggers that desire in it. It stops at a desire level. But if you see personal selling somewhat effective, sales promotion very effective to get that call for action taken by the consumer. So one need to evaluate this and then decide which model is suitable for you. Factors affecting overall choice of your promotion mix. So what will affect your promotion mix favorably? what is the nature of product? You must be aware of your nature of products. Again, as I said, it is fast moving or slow moving or durable, non-durable, perishable, whether it is for the which age group it is, etc. So nature of products is very important. What stage of your product life cycle your product is, whether it is intro stage or growth stage or maturity or decline, that will affect your choice of medium. Target market factors, and what are the target market factors? We have seen the sufficiency and identifying capability, stability. These are those factors. Now, out of that, which is the one do you think is paramount, or which is the one or two paramount importance of it? So accordingly, your target market, this thing gets selected. Now, so to materialize that, what is that that you need to do will determine your choice of promotion mix also. Buying decisions, and what type of buying decisions are being taken by the consumers. We have studied under buying behavior. So how this buying behavior happens, what types of buying behavior happens. So where will the production promotion, if done, will trigger the favorable response in your favor. So that's what helps you to decide. Promotional funds, ultimately what is the budget available to you, that derives your entire shaping up of your promotion mix. So how to overall choices of your promotion mix will depend on what is the budget available to you. Determine your budget, that's the next level. How do you do that? Activity budgeting, share of voice and derivative of sales and profitability. I will briefly touch base on this. Activity budgeting means for achieving your certain requested targets, you decide what all promotion activity you need to do, road show, mall activations, blah blah. Now for that you derive what is the budget that you will have to allocate. So how many malls you cover, what now, how many number of activations you need to do, etc. So that will, when total together, will give you total budget. Now this total budget has to be refined in terms of profitability that you want to have. So that profitability element to that needs to be adjusted. That will create your requirement for the budget. This is then compared with your total revenue expected. Now once you know the revenue expected, and then once you have derived your profitability, then you look back whether this activity budgeting, whatever is actually been asked for, it is possible to spend or not. If not, then what is less that you need to do. So activity, then accordingly you reassess your activity and its importance and reassess the budget that you give. So that's how the activity budgeting comes up. Later on, you have second, this thing is a share of voice. Now you are in the industry, you are shouting in terms of advertising and marcom, etc., and promotion, etc. Others are also doing it. Now industry today is probably in this year, current year, ends at say like 100, and in that your share of voice means for the 20%, your share of voice, that is you have spent say 5% of the industry revenue in your advertising and promotion, etc. Now if the next year, if industry is going to be 120, you again cannot remain at 5%. Means to remain in a leadership position to ensure that you get the same required share, you need to add 20 to 5%. So 100 to 120 means 20% growth. So in your 5% spent, you will have to add 20%. So you will have to do at least 6% of your spend on media promotion and advertising, etc. So that's what we call a share of voice. You have to maintain your voice in the cluttered market. So that's a share of voice. Derivative of sales and profitability. The other approach is you have your planned volume determined. Therefore, you know that how much volume you are supposed to achieve. You know your price points at which you are going to sell. So you will know your revenue. Once you know your revenue, on the other hand, you will have the other cost accounted for. So when you do that, when you do the revenue minus that other cost, you will get certain amount which is left out. From there, you have to still derive expected profitability level. So that amount will be deducted. So what is left out is the budget available to you for advertising and promotion. That's the third level. It doesn't really leave enough for the marketing team. So marketing team should always gun for a share of voice as a first approach, failing which the activity and base budgeting should be the next preference choice. So then you come to determining your promotion mix. So once you know how much budget you have decided these are the channels which is effective. Now from there you will have to work out how much will you spend. So 20% on advertising, 30% on direct marketing, 40% on sales promotion, 20% on personal selling, what is it? So that is what we'll have to be derived, figured out by you. Now, how do you do that? You do this by comparing with your industry benchmarks available, comparing with competitors' benchmarks available, maybe the marketing objective that you have set, which is different from the industry and the competition benchmark, profitability consideration that you have set for yourself may need to be tweaked in to derive your promotion mix, etc. Profitability being higher, then you will have to only spend on promotion mix, which is going to yield you the better footfalls, better leads and better conversion rates. Always integrate and coordinate the various tools you use to leverage the rub off. So you must do various activity that is to happen in a way that they sync in with the others, they give a leverage to the next activity. If advertising and sales promotion is going to build the lead generation level, then you do it. At the same time, when the advertising is going on, probably you don't do the direct marketing, because then the direct marketing, advertising and all may clash, and they may eat into each other's spend. So one need to be really careful about, while you do it in a such a way that you sync each and every promotion activity in a way that it leverages the next effort that you do. Measure the result. There are various ways that you can measure the result, such as the utility, response rate, validation of the offer, contribution to the total, calls received, missed call received, SMS received, hit rates, unique visitors, etc., actual orders and the value thereof, etc. So whether these results have any relevance to the objective that you set. So result performance parameter is a direct derivative of the objective that you have set for yourself. And therefore, it generally when you do this, you will yourself refine your allocation of the budget to the sales promotion. So that's the beauty of getting into the measuring. It may help you to refine your allocation to the various promotion mix channels that you have given. So measurement is always a healthy exercise one need to really undertake. So now we have finished the understanding of the B2C promotion overall as a subject, including promotion mix, etc. So now we enter into understanding subject of promotion in industrial mix, so industrial market. So that is B2B, business to business. Overall, as you have understood, I will only touch base on key elements, part of a marketing strategy, effectiveness, that also we know, cannot cover product shortcomings. In a B2B, care needs to be taken. Your product is a result of certain features and certain advantage that you offer. B2B is a rational purchase. Your products may not have certain features which is competition is having or others may have. Your products, a product may have certain shortcomings by way of its construction and by way of engineering, whatever. So a promotion cannot be a replacement to overcoming your shortcomings. The rational buyer on the other end will really note this and make a note of it. So promotion cannot help you to overcome your shortcomings. Can't create a demand if there is no demand. Promotion in B2B cannot create a demand, which is not the case with B2C. In B2C, if you trigger the motive well, the want will arise out of latent needs also, and therefore the demand is created, which is not the case with B2B. If they don't require insulated plates for their production, they will never buy, even if you give them free. So that's the B2B promotion. Requires a lot of hard work, database management, people change, people numbers change, company manufacturing plant shifts, etc. So a lot of database management, careful analysis, research, etc. And last but not the least, calls for a full planning, so that entire strategy of promotion management, promotion mix, etc. is arrived well to get you the desired impact. It should create an equity, it should make you a different supplier, it should make you a supplier of innovative in nature, it should bring out those aspects well. You cannot do a sales promotion in B2B saying that 20% off, ek par ek free, B2B will not buy. So if you can't say okay, buy two bearings, get two bearings free. No. Yes, you can probably build the new bearings with, you know, this thing at a reasonable rate or something. Call for inquiry. You know, call this number. So then you explain. So then that kind of a promotion is possible. But otherwise, not like what you do in consumer. What was industrial product promotion achieved? Highlight solution to the problem. Industrial people will listen to you if there is a solution to their problem. Power consumption is a problem. Can your product reduce my power consumption? Environmental pollution generation is a problem. Can your product reduce my pollution? So these are the things that they look for. must induce action. Yani it should be such that, you know, it will compel him to take the required action on you, fulfill the target group's motives. Yani the motives, as I told you, they look for certain solutions. Yani so it should build that into your promotion. Must be able to influence the attitude change. So attitude change, either you can have it confirms the existing attitude. SKF Bearings means an innovation-led company. So either it confirms or changes the existing attitude. Oh, I never knew that this company can come out with such a nice product. So that's a change of attitude that has happened. Or create a new attitude. So you totally create a new attitude. You try to represent in such a way that you are looked upon as an innovative, technology-driven company, etc. So that's what the promotion in B2B should achieve. For B2B, what could be the mix? It's like, though anybody's guess, I will try to help you with. Of course, you Embrite as a model, then AIDA as a model, which we have discussed. You have to resort for advertising into industrial norms, advertising, so industrial mediums. So industrial product finders, or, you know, those kind of media that you will have to use. Pioneering product approach or feature rich approach or comparative advertisements are probably possible, which is not the case with B2C. Appeal could be technology highlighters, could be superiority led, could be rationality based, could be functionality based, feature rich, USP driven, or service facilitators. So that could be your message appeal that is possible into industrial marketing. So B2B marketing uses advertising media like business newspapers, business magazines, industrial magazines like Industrial Product Finder, online industrial product finders, etc., trade directories and those things. Industrial products marketing advertisements may be on product, maybe product campaigns, the product range, the dealership advertisements, etc., the innovation led advertisement, etc. So that's how the product promotion in the industrial this thing happens. Coming to sales promotion, takes the form of generally a trade promotion, push, and trade fair participants. In B2B, it's a trader who are encouraged to push your products, or you participate in trade fair to convey the innovation, convey the new products, etc., to the world, and thereby you get a lead generation. Personal selling, very critical for success in B2B, therefore personal selling is always an enabler of lead generation, facilitator of the closure, etc., and many times a clincher for getting the order. Public relation plays a limited role where only you heightened your corporate image and maintain your corporate image in the eyes of your industrial stakeholders. That's it. And you really don't exert a lot of such activity which will necessary or which will really actually influence also the industrial stakeholders, which is not the case with the consumer stakeholders. Direct marketing, again, very relevant. You can still conduct direct marketing very effectively and generate the required traction for you. Accessories, utility items, etc., which is not your main product item range, can all be sold through a direct marketing medium, etc. Promotion in the service marketing, it's a part of the marketing strategy naturally, improves experiential feasibility of your service. It should lead to your prospects experiencing your service. It should drive for an experiential opportunity to your prospects. You offer a lever that continuously engages with your consumer. It promotes him to come to you again and again. So in between, even if they've left you, there's an offer which allows them to come back to you, facilitates the word of mouth and viral. Even if the current customer who's not going to come to you, but in service marketing, they talk to each other. He or she will promote you. I have just seen the Kaya Clinic advertisement. Why don't you go? I have to done about just 1 month back. But yaar, abhi to special price. I wish I would have done now. You know, that's how they talk to each other. Why don't you go and do? So viral happens. So sales promotion, if you can create a viral, it's nothing like it. Help tangibilization of service. Yes, does the promotion help? So biggest challenge of service marketing is to tangibilize the intangibilize, something which customer cannot own. You have to make him feel. So that's what promotion can do. Offer service experience opportunity. As I told you that, come, try for the first time, or, you know, this thing, a trial offer or free, this thing, etc. He should come to you to experience what you provide. Induce action. So for that, he needs to be induced to take certain action. Customer attitude. So you need to develop by informing. Create a healthy information, this thing for him, so that he himself is able to decide. Urge to try early. So try early is a this thing, you know, hair transplant. Why wait? बिफोर इट्स टू लेट काइंड ऑफ थिंग. सो दे क्रिएट दैट अर्ज कि भाई यू कम टू अस, ट्राई नाउ, इफ यू डोंट लाइक मनी बैक गारंटी और वॉट एवर. सो इंस्टेड यू नो यू लूज लॉट ऑफ हेयर एंड देन यू कम टू अस अगेन, द इफेक्ट विल नॉट बी सो दिस थिंग. सो इट्स लाइक अर्जिंग यू टू ट्राई देम टूडे. प्रमोशन मिक्स ऑफ सर्विस मार्केटिंग एडवर्टाइजिंग अगेन डिपेंड्स ऑन कैटरिंग, वॉट काइंड ऑफ इंडिविजुअल्स आर यू कैटरिंग. मीडिया रिलीज डिपेंडेंट ऑन द टारगेट, वेदर यू रियली शुड यूज एडवर्टाइजमेंट, इफ नॉट सेल्स प्रमोशन और डायरेक्ट मार्केटिंग एक्सेट्रा विल हेल्प, एक्सेट्रा दैट यू नीड टू रियली सी. प्रमोशन नीड्स टू बी बैलेंस्ड बिटवीन द बिजनेस कस्टमर्स एंड इंडिविजुअल. सो सर्विसेज आर सच विच मेनी टाइम्स सर्विस द ऑर्गेनाइजेशन ऑल्सो, सर्विस द इंडिविजुअल कस्टमर्स ऑल्सो. सो यू नीड टू रियली मिक्स बिटवीन द टू वाइल यू क्रिएट योर प्रमोशन. सो फॉर हुम यू आर डूइंग, एंड देन इट शुड नॉट हैपन दैट वन यू डू फॉर अदर्स द अदर्स स्टार्ट टू पाउंस ऑन यू शोइंग यू द ऑफर दैट यू मेड टू द अदर सेगमेंट. यानी पर्सनल सेलिंग सर्विस कैटर्स टू डेफिनेटली दैट यानी, एंड कंज्यूमर्स ओनली आर योर वर्ड ऑफ माउथ. Needs to deliver experience, so that's the crux of this. Therefore, you have a trained manpower generally, so your word to mouth this thing will happen. Movement of truth is so powerful in service marketing, which is possible only through the skilled manpower, technology equipments that you provide to them, soft skills that you have imparted to them. Therefore, the personal selling is very crucial in service marketing. Public relations, service only speaks for itself, so public relation hardly plays great role in service marketing. Here your service itself should speak for itself. It should go to viral. You of course can do certain CSR and other tasks which will keep you high in the eyes of and the minds of the stakeholders around you. Direct marketing again depends on the nature of service, but yes, you can, it's one medium which can still be used in service marketing. So friends, this is a chapter in which we have studied one of the four P's of marketing, that is promotion, promotion mix, promotion management, etc. Promotion into B2B and B2 in service marketing, etc. Thank you.